Coach D preps the new girls for a Dolls versus Dolls scrimmage, and Kayla and Tori go head-to-head. This is the Bring It After Show.
You're tuning into the destination for TV superfan discussion, AfterBuzz TV. And now, let the buzz begin.
Hey.
We couldn't think of a new one, so we just went with that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ooh, that looks good on the silver. That looks great.
That's pretty. Yes. Hello, hello, hello. You better get it, Tamara.
I'm into the shoulder action. Yes. That's my thing.
Hello, everybody. You are watching AfterBuzz TV's After Show for Bring It. Welcome, welcome, welcome. I am one of your hosts, Howard III. You can find me on Twitter, Instagram, Facebook, at Howard III, and of course my website, HowardIII.com. Miss Tamara, where can they find you?
I am Tamara Brown, and you can find me on Twitter, at Brown Tamara.
Yay! I just love this song. I wonder if they dance to this song.
I would love to see what they... I wish they could use the music that they're actually dancing to.
I know. Oh, but just think about the rights, you know? Yeah. Trying to get that. Oh, anyways. Oh, go
ahead. It would just be even more dynamic when they do those, like, the final drop right on the, you know, it's like ending on the right part of the music.
Mm-hmm.
We don't get to see that as the viewer.
I know. You got to go on YouTube and search it and just all that. But anyways, everybody, it is season 4, episode 7, A Tale of Two Dollhouses. We open up with Coach D on the screen, on a TV screen, which I was thinking, like, she had to be on the TV screen because they had it covered. So I was like, okay, she's not there. Kind of put two and two together. But she was telling the girls at the Jackson House that they're going to be doing a scrimmage against the Birmingham girls, yeah. Birmingham, Alabama, which... I was happy they brought in the Birmingham girls because we don't see them hardly ever. I mean, I know they've only been around for a year, but she doesn't talk about them too much.
Yeah, new studio. That's where Mr. Tory's from. Mm-hmm. Those are his girls. You know, I feel like they're new to the dollhouse, but they are probably trained, you know, like they've been probably dancing since they were little too anyway, and... it was cool to see them and start to get to know some of the personalities over there in Birmingham.
Yeah, definitely. I loved it. So we find out that they're going to be doing, you know, just a regular scrimmage, like how you would do in a basketball game, football game, you know, team members against team members. They're going to do a call-out round, and then they will do a pom-pom routine, which...
Cute!
Yeah,
we don't normally get to see that.
Exactly!
Yeah!
Them dancing with pom-poms, because they always say that, you know, they're not cheerleaders, so... Uh-huh. I like the one they dance with pom-poms, though.
Yeah, it's fun. You get to see... it's something about having something in your hand that makes the movements, like, even sharp. Like, it makes them even more dynamic, more sharp, and stuff like that. So, yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's lots of fun. And then... You know, we see the babies in lots of dances, but to see only the babies, that's really cool.
Yeah, I love that. She was, Coach Kayla was the one who brought in the baby dolls.
Yeah.
Oh, did Coach Steezy say, hey, babies against babies?
Yeah, it was part of an original call-out round going to be babies against babies, yeah.
Mm-hmm, you're right. Babies against babies, and they're doing it on the football field, so they have all this space to do everything.
Yeah.
And so we see that Kayla Tori gets to coach the Jacksonville girls. Oh, sorry. Coaching the Jackson girls. And then... I don't know why I'm getting so tongue-tied. What is going on?
It's hot in here.
Maybe that's
it. It's the studio. It's, like, making us lightheaded.
Maybe. But the Jackson girls are going against the Birmingham girls, and that we see that it's going to be with the baby dolls. I feel like I already said that. You know what, Tamara? Take it away.
So, you know, right away, Kayla's got the reins.
Yes, that's
Miss D's in Birmingham. So Kayla's taking over, and all of us and the girls are like, yeah, like we get to party because Kayla's a little bit different than Coach D and does things differently. But Mr. Tory is afraid that, and Coach D clearly said, like, Kayla's in charge. This is her style. This is her forte. So, you know, be there to assist Kayla. But he's a little bit too large and in charge to just let Kayla take over.
Exactly. Which, you know, Coach D was like, Kayla, this is your team. Tori's just here to just really kind of assist you. He doesn't really do majorette dancing, so he's just here to kind of watch. But it wasn't like that at all. Mm-hmm. Like, Kayla was upset because he overstepped his boundaries.
Yeah,
he did. If you're supposed to be there to just kind of help out, play the music, you know, give me feedback when I ask, that's it.
Yeah,
I think Kayla had it under control. Yes,
she probably did. It's hard, like, you know, because just a different coaching style, just asking the girls, like, what do you think of this? How does that feel? Do you have any questions? Like, those are things Miss D doesn't do.
Mm-hmm.
But that doesn't mean that that's bad. That just means it's Kayla's just different. Right. It doesn't, I suppose, asking the girls, like, how does that feel? What'd you think about that? It invites a little bit of, it invites, what's the word, like, you know, they'll be like, no, we didn't like that. You know, we didn't. It invites them to have a little bit more, even, you know, the power can get a little bit more even if you're asking the girls' opinions. But that doesn't mean it's bad. I don't know. Yeah. I think they respect Kayla. They just, they still listen to, you know, because she's a talented choreographer. Mm-hmm. So I think they still listen to her.
They definitely do. I don't think her asking, saying, hey, girls, what's your input, is going to hurt.
Yeah.
She just wants a little feedback. But Tori didn't see it like that. Yes, the girls were a little bit loud in practice. You know, they didn't really seem too focused, but Kayla was handling, and then here comes Tori. Kayla, you need to get these girls over here. You need to get those girls over there. Like, what's wrong with your legs? What's wrong with everything? And we also see that Tori calls Coach D, which I don't understand why, but hey, go ahead. Because he feels...
he felt it's getting a little out of hand, so he had to, like, tell on Kayla like a narc and show Miss D what's on, you know... Skype her, FaceTime her, so mm-hmm. that she can see what's going on in the studio. I mean, I don't know. If it's loud and you feel like the girls aren't listening, then I guess I could see him. It did feel like he was telling on Kayla.
Mm-hmm. Definitely, because I'm like, why are you going to, you know, basically run the mom?
Yeah, exactly. That's what it is. And they kept saying it, like, Kayla and Tor, it's like sibling rivalry. They kept calling it that. So it totally is just running to mom. Yeah, that's exactly what it's like. It's, what was I going to say? I'm still torn on how to feel about Tori. I don't know if I like him or not.
Yeah.
Mr. Tori. I'm still going back and forth.
I know. I'm like, do we like him? Do we not? Sometimes we do, sometimes we don't. Like, what are you guys' thoughts out there? Do you like Tori? Are you feeling him? Like, what can he do better? What is he doing too much of? Let us know, because...
I guess I do like him, because I don't want him to leave. Like, if he's not there next season, I would be disappointed. Mm. So I guess I do like him. I like seeing him on the show, but I don't know. Still going back and forth. I don't know.
Yeah.
don't know.
I know I didn't like him that moment when he called Coach D.
Yeah.
I know I did not like that moment. And if you're supposed to be hiding your routine, how is Coach D got a coach from Birmingham?
Right.
Like, she's coaching her own team. Those girls
they're
out there.
They're competitors this week.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And Coach D's like, listen, they're all my girls, so I can do whatever I want. But still.
Yeah. Now, I will say, I wish they didn't play up the competitiveness as much. I mean, I know this style of dance, the purpose is, like, you know, attitude and call-outs and stuff like that. But the Birmingham... is like they're sisters, which they said in the episode. They're like their sister studio. I felt like the drama that they created with the moms and like just like trying to, you know, put them head to head. It's like I can see, you know, okay, the girls have to see it as a competition because they're the ones that are dancing and they're the ones that are, you know, trying to like keep their skill level sharp by competing all the time.
Mm-hmm.
But why are the moms acting like the Birmingham moms are enemies? I didn't understand. Like, I don't see why they have to be bumping heads like that.
I don't know why either. I mean, that's a good point, because Birmingham, their dance studio is nothing like the one in Jackson. It's, you know, a little smaller, but it's still big enough. I don't know, maybe that's why they're jealous, because they have everything that's kind of the hand-me-downs type of thing.
They were outside of the studio looking in, just like the early seasons. It's like the early seasons in Jackson when the moms used to have to stand outside. That was that was cute. That was like, that was old school.
Yes, but I think they're still mad at after last time, where the Jackson girls, the Jackson moms, they just dissed them. They didn't say anything. They didn't say hi. They barely even spoke to them. They didn't even want to speak, sit by them, you know?
Yeah, and then the moms and daughters teams, we've got, like, we've got Kizzy and Micaiah. We've got Velma and Haley. Haley is the captain. They were the two that were really talking some some stuff on the Jackson team, like, why you gotta have so much animosity? And then there was Terry and Ariel. We didn't really hear from them too much, but like when they did show the mom and daughter duos from the Birmingham team, I just felt like that like tension was like unnecessary. It was a little unnecessary.
Definitely. But
we can all be friends in the dollhouse.
Exactly. And speaking of friends, even when Coach D said, listen, Tina, I want you to go and give the moms some baskets, some goodies, so we can all be friends. Yeah. We're a sisterhood. And Tina wasn't having it. At first, she was like, oh, no, I got something to do that day. Or
I know. I love her excuse. I got a lot of errands to run. And it sounded exactly like the excuse of somebody when you when you're like, think of something. I gotta run to the store.
She was just like, no, I can't do it. But she ended up, you know, going out there, going to give the goodie bags, and the moms were still throwing shade when she got there.
Yeah, and they were cute. They were great goodie bags. The little baskets that had like curlers and what all did they have in there? They had like some hair clips and different
and brushes and just like different things for like hair,
brushes and combs, probably some makeup stuff, like really good. It was a great basket for, you know, a veteran mom to give to somebody who's new. Just be like, these are the things sometimes we forget, you know, like it was a really great thing. And you know, I just didn't understand the she thinks that's, you know, that's what she's bringing us. It's like, come on now. You don't got to be like that.
Yeah, I don't understand. But I did write down here Tina's hair when she was speaking to Coach D on the phone outside. Tina be wearing her cornrows. She wears these braids.
Oh, was she?
Yes, because she throws on a wig. And she just does not care. That's what I love about Tina, because the hair, I don't even know how to describe what it looked like. I don't know if you've ever seen the movie Set It Off with Queen Latifah and Jada Pinkett Smith, but Queen Latifah wears these braids throughout the movie, and that's what it reminded me of, was the,
Awesome.
I was like, girl, you just do not care on camera.
I didn't even notice.
When she's outside. I was cracking up. But go ahead, Tina. Shouts out to you. And also speaking about Tina, she was not feeling how Tori was how Tori told on Kayla with the phone. She got so mad.
And then she called Misty. But by the way, that scene that we saw, she was looking really nice in the dollhouse. She had like a red shirt on that was it had like the arm cutouts here. She normally just wears like a t-shirt, but she was dressed up in the dollhouse. Tina was looking nice when she made that phone call to Miss D.
I wonder where she was going.
Where are you going, Tina?
But she just was not feeling. She even said, I don't know if you caught this, but she mouthed the F word. And she was like, why the F are you calling? Like,
yeah.
Everybody was mad about that.
Yeah.
So
by the way, guess who wasn't in the parent in the DDP tonight? Was Brandon again, the Angel and Angela's uncle.
I didn't even notice.
Yeah, it's weird how sometimes he's there and some he's in and out.
Maybe whenever they need him to film that type of thing, but.
And I also wonder how they chose why the moms that they chose for Birmingham, Kizzy, Velma, and Terry. Like, why do they get to be the ones that, I guess, I wonder if it's like, these are the best girls on the team, so those are the moms that we highlight? Or do they, maybe the production just does like a general like personality, you know, like they try to interview everybody and see who like personality wise they want to be part of the DDP in Birmingham. I'm curious.
That's what I think.
Yeah.
It's just a general thing. And then maybe they might go to Coach D and be like, well, which girl do you think might be the best one?
Yeah.
You know, and try to get her feedback. That's a good question. I wonder how they pick it.
Oh, well. We'll never know. We'll never know unless we get one of these, somebody from the show to be on our final episode of the season.
I know. Call up Mimi again, because if you guys don't know, Mimi came, well, she didn't come, but she called into the show last season. So that was always fun, her and Cameron. See what they're doing. Hey, y'all. Hopefully, Coach D.
I love Mimi.
I know. Oh, I love them both. So, we get into, still here in practice, how Kayla tries to get the girls in from tallest to shortest, but it's not going great at all because these girls just didn't know what tallest to shortest was for some reason. I don't know if you picked up on that, but when she was trying to say everybody tallest, shortest, everybody's like, am I tall? Am I short? Tori wasn't helping at all.
Yeah.
And then he was trying to boss orders.
That's true. He just kept saying, like, he just kept standing on the side being, like, you know, like, watching Kayla, judging. But he didn't really jump in too much to fix anything.
Right?
Yeah.
Or if he was trying to fix it, it was just terrible because he was trying to mess up the whole thing. Because Kayla was like, you're using my new choreography. Like, I'm doing this. I'm doing everything. All I'm hearing is just your mouth. Like, get it together. She even yelled at him and said, just play the music. She kept saying, play the music, play the music. I don't really want to talk to you, basically.
Oh, that was good. That was good seeing her like that. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Play the music. Just play it. Hit play. She told him to shut up at one point. I thought he was going to lose it when she said shut up.
I thought so, too. I was like, here she goes. She's got to go right off. Go off and just...
Ooh, what do they say to each other off camera?
I know. I wonder how bad it is.
If you guys could only see what Howard and I say to each other off camera.
I wonder how bad it is, though.
Yeah. I would love to see that. Outtakes.
Yeah, because I think they might like each other, but then I also think it's kind of like, it depends on the mood. Like, they might just be work friends. That's it. Just keep it clean, simple.
Yeah.
Keep it pushing. But then we also see Coach D finally get to Birmingham, and they already had the routine together, the pom-pom routine. But she was just there basically to tighten it up and add or take away anything she feels is necessary. And she was yelling at them girls like nobody's business. She said, my girls and Jackson can take the criticism. They could take the yells. You girls cannot.
Well, they've developed a thick skin over the years.
Yeah, that's very true.
Yeah. 15 years of the dollhouse. These girls are used to being yelled at.
Yeah. Yeah. And then these girls, only 1 year. And I'm pretty sure those coaches over there aren't, like, yelling like that. Because you saw with the one girl, Coach, she had to keep saying, 5, 6, 7, 8. 5, 6, 7, 8. She just was not getting it.
Yeah. It's so fun to watch Coach D when they do, she'll go like, 5, 6, 7, 8, stop! It's like, like they don't even start, and she's already like, uh-uh.
Yeah.
Those are fun clips.
She's so funny. I wonder if the girls were, like, really intimidated because she was there. That Coach D was there.
Probably.
So that means they were messing up more, and they were just a lot more nervous.
Yeah. And the camera, you know, they're not used to the cameras being there and stuff. Yeah.
I wonder. And I also wonder how those workshops are going. A little side note, because Coach D does workshops on the side, too. So I wonder how those are going. Is she yelling at those girls? Is she not? Is somebody else from the dollhouse teaching them?
Are the workshops kind of like auditions to see what personalities might be good to be featured on the show at some point? You know? Maybe like Faith was discovered from one of those workshops or something like that. Like, who knows, you know?
That's true.
Yeah, we got to get ourselves to the South so that we can check these things out personally.
I know. We got to get up there and get it going. Oh, yeah. So that's what I said about. So I guess let's move into a little bit of the competition now.
Sure.
Oh, wait. Before we get in there, the baby dolls, half pint.
Oh, my gosh.
Can we talk about her? Oh my gosh, she is the cutest little thing.
She was the cutest.
The baby dolls were paired up with the regular dolls. So when they do the call out stand battle, because it's only for the baby dolls, like the regular dolls can teach them a few little tricks
here.
They
had like a mentor. So Cameron had Madison, mm-hmm. Maddie, who they said they paired them up together because they're both good at lyrical. Mm-hmm. Micaiah had half pint because they're both good at tumbling, and Michaela had little Micaiah because they both have like a lot of attitude in the face.
It was good pairing.
Yeah,
I enjoyed it. But half pint, this little baby, cute little girl, she was so shy. I know. Oh, she speaks so shy. I'm like, oh, she has to be at least like six.
Yeah, she's probably she could even be like 7 or 8 and just tiny for her age. No, she's probably not 8. She's probably no more than 7, but like just small for her age too. That's why she's called half pint.
Little half pint. So she was over there trying to get her little bring it dance moves going on, because the baby dolls are just as talented to me as the big dolls.
Yeah. Well, because I always assume like certain things, like the death drop when they do the, you know, it's when you're smaller, that's easier. Mm-hmm. You know, certain things like that get harder as you grow and develop and stuff like that. So certain things are easier for the little girls. But we saw, jumping ahead briefly, we can go back. But like in the competition, all of the babies tried to do the leg lift and they couldn't hold it at all. So it's like those are the kind of technique things that will develop later on. But a lot of the tricks especially are easier when you're little.
I know. Oh, she was just so cute. And I love that they're using the warm-up room, that they're finally showing a little bit more of that.
You're right. Yeah, I didn't notice that. So
go ahead. Yeah, go ahead, dolls, for using that. I know they have lockers in there, and it's kind of their cute little room to get away. It looked like there was a lot of people in there, and they had a half pipe in there saying, I'm a beast. Like, we need to believe you. You're a beast. I thought that was so cute.
I'm a beast. I know. No. Come at me. Come at me. I'm a beast. I'm going to use that from now on.
I know. Every time I need to, like, pump myself up.
I had a job interview today. I should have went in there. I'm a beast.
You better hire me. I'm going to use that for everything. I'm a beast. But let's now move into competition day. They're going to be there on the field, the little stadium.
Hazelhurst, Mississippi.
Hazelhurst. Here we go. So they're getting ready for this battle. And Coach D gets to pick the judges, which is always great.
Woo! Guess who's back?
One of our favorites.
Tyrus.
Woo!
Yes.
He comes back, and him and all of his extra energy and extraness, I just love it.
Yeah.
Live.
Yeah. Yes. Tyrus Sellers, the coach of the Elite Stars of Nashville, who we see all the time. Mr. Cookie himself. He's one of my favorites. I'm so glad he was here. Mm-hmm. And you were glad they mixed up the judges a little bit.
Of course. I mean, they only have that one lady.
Yep.
So I was like, okay, that's fine. Plus, I love Tyrus. How he was just like, you lucky it's not competition.
Yeah.
You know? And I love that they're friends in real life.
Yes.
She's always said that they're actual friends.
Yeah.
So I love how
you can tell that little banter. It's not as forced as the other, because like they're just bantering because they're pals. And he's a makeup artist. He does. You can tell, but like I know he does. His Instagram is like a lot of his makeup.
Wow. I mean, it always looks great, so that's always good. So the dolls are first up to dance, and we're getting ready to do the pom-pom dance, which is where pretty much all the girls get on the field and like spread out, make the field look nice, they look nice, dance as one. And the Birmingham girls did a really good job for them to only be there dancing for a year.
Yeah.
They did pretty good.
For sure. They've clearly been dancing longer. You know, just now this type of dancing, and they were good. I would have liked to have seen more of it.
Right? Come on. But I know, well, I know Lifetime, I guess we kind of get to see it if we go online, though.
Mm-hmm.
That's the only thing. You have to go online to see the extended. And it's like, just play it on the TV. Like, save us a click. Like, come on. So, the Birmingham girls did a great job. And then, of course, our dolls are up. And they get into their whole DD4L formation where they spell that out.
Palm routine.
Mm-hmm. They look pretty good. Kayla got that. And we also see them kind of do, like, stunts, like cheerleading moves, lifting the girls up, drops, all of that.
Mm-hmm.
Kayla did a great job.
She
did. It looked really good.
She did really good. It's rare to see them do those, like, cheerleader stuff. Mm-hmm. Yeah, the flying. Yeah, that was different, but it was fun to see. And then the Birmingham team, you know, they looked really good, too. They came out right out of the gate, super powerful mm-hmm. and stuff like that. They were wearing, like, kind of like the dolls' old costumes, red and white, instead of the red and silver. But and then the dolls had the, like, shorts version. Both looking cute.
Looking great, ladies. Oh, and I love how the dolls came out and ripping the paper, kind of like a football team.
Yes,
rip the paper, let you know they were the originals, that they do this, and they are coming to play.
Yes.
So I love that. And I love how Kayla was out of her funk before it even started.
Yeah.
She was feeling pretty down.
I can get like that. Like, if I feel like somebody's taken over, sometimes just step in the back and be like, fine, I'm not saying anything. But the thing is, she's 19 and she wants to be a coach and a choreographer. And she kind of has to learn to take control. Like, do not be intimidated by people. Take control. If you feel that somebody is on your turf, you know, take it back. I mean, that's what it's kind of ironic, because it's like, that's what majorette dancing and bucking is all about, is just like showing somebody how fierce you are and how you're coming for them. But yet in the real life version of that, I'm dropping some philosophy on you,
you
guys
drop
here.
It.
But like in the real life occurrence of that, when she's faced with somebody who's coming at her with attitude, she kind of backs down.
Yeah, she does.
So she's got to learn to step up and, you know, be in real life the way she is when she's dancing. When somebody comes onto your turf and comes at you with attitude and a strong, you know, they've got a strong voice and they're bringing you, you know, you got to step up and show them that you're not going to back down, just like in dance.
Heard that.
She'll learn.
Yes.
She's still so young. She's just a kid still.
That's
so
true.
She'll learn.
You better let them know, Tamara. Yeah. But I'm glad she got out of that funk, and I'm glad that her and Tori were able to talk about it. And he was like, listen, like, we're okay. We could do this. The team needs you. A little bit of words of encouragement.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice to put that, you know, to the side, just because it's competition. So I love that. And then, did you see, it was a really quick glance, but Tamara was doing the robot. Tamara was...
Oh yeah, Tamala. Yeah.
Tamala.
Yeah. I did notice that. That was funny.
She was the...
They came out. Yeah.
I was like, Tamala, what are you doing? She was up there roboting for nobody's business. I said, girl, you're on camera.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I did notice that.
Get it together. But I was dying at that. So... now it's up for the call out round, and it is first up is Cameron's baby doll.
Yeah, her name Madison.
Madison against the Birmingham doll, and those little girls were just dancing away. I loved how they had all of this weave on their head, two pom poms, like nobody's business, face full of makeup.
Oh, their faces are so good for being so little. They've got that, like. I mean, I can't throw shade in my face the way that they can. They're so little and they can make those faces.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely when they dance, it's a lot of expression. Both teams. So that's always good. I'm just still mad that the hair was as big as them. That's all I'm saying. Why was the hair so long? So big.
Oh, you didn't like that?
I didn't like it too much because it looked like two separate wigs that they put into ponytails. I'm like, y'all could have just done one big ponytail and called it a day on these little baby dolls. Like, let them dance. What if they trip over it? It was long. Come on. They can't swing all that. But go ahead.
They're gonna hurt themselves.
Mm-hmm. So the first one goes to Cameron's baby doll, where she killed it, of course. Mm-hmm. And then next up was Birmingham, and she was dancing.
Yeah, and so the second was, second was Micaiah versus, I didn't get the other little girl's name, but they didn't show a lot of these, showing the baby clips. Like, mm-hmm. I know I always say, like, we don't get to see enough of the dancing, but with these babies especially, like, we saw, like, a split second. Like, we would see clips of, like, just, like, and then cut, and then it was like, what was that? We didn't even see anything. And then you get to Cameron going like, she was killing it, and it was like, what? We didn't see any of that. And so that made me think that in reality there must have been a lot of like mess ups, like maybe they, you know, did a death drop and like kind of screwed it up or something. I was like, why do they keep cutting so fast before we even see anything? They must be trying to. I don't know if the girls were, like, the little ones were making a lot of mistakes or something.
Maybe.
But did you notice that? Like, we wouldn't even see it. Like, we wouldn't even see anything. We'd see them go, like, and then cut, you know? And it was right. Like, what am I looking at right now?
Like, what's going on exactly?
So because it was cut like that, I knew the second round, little Micaiah, I was like, oh, she must be losing because they're not showing her dancing. So she must not be going well, I guess. I can only assume. So
poor Micaiah. Like, you know, she's just trying to live. But the Birmingham girl, hers was off the chain. It was crazy. So that's why she took the second round. And then the third round is with our favorite Half Pint.
With Half Pint.
And she, I thought she was walking away. There's a walk off of the field because, you know, she gets shy and you don't know which one you're going to get. Mm-hmm. So, but she was just walking back to give her some space. She did some tumbling moves and she came out there dancing, you know, swinging. Yeah. And even Coach D was like, wow, Half Pint was a full gallon pretty much. Like, she was getting it.
Yeah, definitely.
Did she shock you?
I'm glad that she didn't get too. I'm glad that she didn't get too nervous. I knew that she could do it. It was just were her nerves gonna. She was either gonna like full out or just not even go out there at all. I'm glad she did it. And she went up against Shamaria. Jamaria's was the girl in Birmingham that she went up against, and that little girl's facial expressions were so perfect. She was so good. She was so fun to watch. And even Miss D said, like, you know, Jamaria brought the attitude, but Half Pint brought the cuteness. So it all just depends on what the judges are looking for.
That was definitely. But we saw what the judges were looking for. They were definitely looking for Half Pint. We thought it was going to be a little tricky because it was 2-1. And it all depended on the last one. And he said, for the dolls, you know, Mississippi Dolls, Jackson, sorry.
Jackson won. Yep. 2 out of 3 for the call-out round.
But we also saw that one of the little girls has an attitude, and it was a girl from Birmingham.
Yeah, that was Shamaria, so she didn't want to shake Half Pint's hand.
Right.
And Miss D, of course, goes right on over there and tells her, you don't be like that. You go shake her hand.
Yeah, and you could tell she had an attitude. I said, oh, no, no. Coach D, that's where we agree. Like, these girls still need to show some sportsmanship, you know?
Yeah. And when she went over and hugged her, they still were just, it was like,
yeah. Like, we're just hugging because. So I'm just like, yeah, that little girl had an attitude. Like, you could at least go over and shake the little girl's hand.
Yeah.
You're both baby dolls.
She's the Mr. Tory of the Birmingham team.
You're both, they're still winning. Yeah. Like, do that. But whatever. So we end up seeing that in the end, Jackson won the scrimmage, took the trophy. That was nice. They even had a little trophy for them.
Yeah.
So
dolls on dolls competition, and they still get trophies. Exactly. So.
Maybe they're sharing it between spaces. Probably not, but.
So Jackson won for Palm also. I suppose that's good. I mean, I suppose they had to, they have to maintain that the Jackson studio is the, that's the main right. studio. So those girls, of course, have to win.
Right. Those, that's the studio you want to work towards, mm-hmm. the studio you want to be in, which is the main number one studio.
Yeah.
And I wonder if they're going to use the Birmingham girls again. Because Coach D only used them for a little bit. Now, after this, is she going to use them again? Is she going to call on them? Like, are we going to try to see more of Birmingham? I hope so.
Yeah. Hard to say. It all depends on, you know, what direction the show... if they're going to keep touring, I mean, I suppose the tour is just going to be the 10 girls, you know, mm-hmm. recognizable from the show. But it would be, you know, a great opportunity to bring in some of the Birmingham girls to back up dance or something like that.
Right.
And
I wonder. I hope so, Coach D. Bring in those girls.
Yeah.
We want to see them. And that might be about it. Did you have any other final thoughts here? Anything you wanted to touch on?
Yeah, I don't think so. I think it was all, I like these little in-house competitions. It seems like mm-hmm. they're low stakes, and that's fine with me, because it's always the, like, competition part that's the least interesting to me anyway. Like, mm-hmm. I care more about the process, and I want to see more of the dancing, so right. it's like, I like these low stakes competitions, because, yeah, they just seem more natural, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Do you think the Birmingham girls are, like, dancing in competitions now?
Yeah, I bet they are. I bet they're dancing, and I don't know, just from watching the show, it's like every competition that the Jackson team does now, they always win. So it almost seems like the usual teams that they go up against, the Divas of Olive Branch, the Elite Stars of Nashville and stuff like that. It's like either those teams have moved on, or like they just don't want the dolls to compete anymore, because it's like, you know, maybe because of the show and stuff, they don't ever win. So I don't know. I'm just guessing. Like, I'm trying to understand why the dolls aren't competing as much, like with but I bet that's what the Birmingham studio does. I bet they go to the regular competitions.
Probably. I wonder, because that would be nice. I mean, you can have two teams out, one mm-hmm. towards maybe the Upper East Coast, the other one just does the South, and see how that turns out. Yeah. Oh, but I do want to mention them going on tour, like we already said. If you guys haven't bought your tickets, go out. I'm probably going to get my tickets. It goes on sale for LA tomorrow.
Ooh.
Yeah. I already looked it up.
All right.
Mm-hmm. But they're a little expensive.
Maybe we can do a live broadcast there.
I know. I hope so. But they're a lot more. We'll meet
Jay Fever. Oh, we should have Jay Fever on.
I wonder if he's going to be on the tour. If he's on the tour.
Yeah.
That'd be a good deal for him. If he did that, that'd be very smart.
I'm like cheering him on about, did you notice he's wearing that t-shirt in this episode, mm-hmm. that hashtag Jay Fever?
Yes.
So I'm like, go ahead with your merchandising. he's all about the t-shirts and stuff like that, and mm-hmm. stuff that says, let's get it, let's go. Go ahead, man, you deserve it.
Yeah. I definitely would. Or maybe cut a deal and selling his merchandise at the stands during the tour.
Yeah.
Go ahead, Jay Fever. But I saw... there's a town out here in California called Riverside, and it's not a big, it's like a big enough town. It's a small town. It's not too small. But anyway, so the tickets, they're going to be in Riverside, and they were kind of in the hundreds.
Really?
Yes. And I was like, hold up.
Yeah.
I love my dolls. You know I love my dolls.
Yeah.
But I might have to sit nosebleed.
Yeah.
Just for the simple facts. You know, I'm already grown. I'm just going for the dancing. I don't need to be up there with the little girls cheering and hollering. I'm going to sit up top.
Howard's going to tell you like it, how it is.
I can't do the hundreds.
I know.
I need $40, $50. Because, you know, I'm already a grown man. I don't need to be all up in there. I'll be in the parent section, so.
That's right.
Props out to you guys.
Sitting next to Mimi.
Exactly. But, I mean, I do plan on going. They'll be out here in August.
Oh, we should go, Tamara. Yeah. It's that's, you know, the other thing about, it's one thing, like, okay, either the tickets are that expensive and they're in LA, but it's like to have to go all, because Riverside's like 1.5-2 hours away.
I know.
It's like to go all the way out there and pay, you know, that's a lot.
Yeah.
But we'll do it.
I love that they're actually coming to the East Coast, too.
Yeah.
I do appreciate. I mean, not the East Coast, the West Coast. Because they didn't do much of the West Coast. Mm-hmm. So they're now, they're like, and they're going throughout California, too. Like, L.A., Riverside, Oakland, Sacramento, San Francisco.
Good.
So they're really touching on the West Coast over here.
Nice.
So that's good.
Yeah.
Go ahead, girls.
Spread
make that
out.
Money. And making
spread
it doing weather, summer break. Mm-hmm. Like, their little summer job. This is nice.
Yeah. Can't wait to find out who gets that scholarship to Broadway dance.
Yeah. I wonder. We should be knowing in a few weeks. So that is it for our show. We appreciate you guys tuning in every week, every Monday, seeing us, and of course, watching the episodes, our recaps, you know, tweeting us. We love that.
Yep.
Use the hashtag ABTV, bring it to us so we can see your tweets. And if you're new to the show, welcome. We have some other great shows here at AfterBuzz. We have the Being Mary Jane show. Are You the One? Are you on another show too, Tamara?
I'm doing a Martha and Snoop's potluck dinner party.
Martha and Snoop, so you can catch her on that.
A lot of fun.
Definitely. And you can catch me on all my social media sites, Facebook, Instagram, all that great stuff, at Howard the Third. Of course, my website, howardthethird.com. Ms. Tamara.
And follow me on Snapchat and YouTube at Hey Tamara.
Yay! So we appreciate you. Leave your comments below.
Yay! We'll see you next time.
Bye.
From executive producers Maria Menounos, Kevin Undergaro, Phil Svitek, and the entire AfterBuzz TV staff, we would like to thank you for listening to the AfterBuzz TV Network. To watch or listen to other after shows and post comments or questions, be sure to visit AfterBuzzTV.com. I'm Sir Richard Wentworth, and this has been a presentation of AfterBuzz TV.
Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.